How you doing? I just pulled up. I saw you here. Can I give you this? I'm a traveling preacher. I preach all over the country. I was just preaching over at Cranfest. Street preaching. Have you heard of street preaching? And I'm lifting up the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't belong to any man-made organization or the culture. We follow after the pattern of God's word and God's ways, and we have things in common with the Anabaptists. My wife had covers and wears a dress, so we believe what God's word teaches on that. But if you see on our card, take that and read it. We ask people about the two kingdoms. There's two kingdoms. There's a kingdom of Satan that when we're all born, we're born into it, right? 2 Corinthians 4:4. Mm-hmm. And then there's a kingdom of God that we have to enter in through new life and repentance. And one of our concerns about man-made religion is oftentimes they're not teaching the biblical gospel to call people into that new life, and they're teaching like a form of man-made religion, right? Mm-hmm. And so the Roman Catholics do that. You probably know that. The Lutherans do that. The Baptists do that. All the denominations do that. But did you know the Anabaptists do that too? There's a lot of man-made traditions that the Anabaptists are keeping, right?
That's very possible.
Yeah, and what does that do when Jesus says in Mark 7 that if we worship in false man-made traditions, our worship of God is in vain? What does that do to our worship? Are we not supposed to seek what is true in the scriptures and throw out what man's added, right? So the worldliness you've thrown out and the immodest unbiblical dress we've thrown out, right? We've all thrown that out. But then what about other things like, you know, I always ask people about the biblical gospel is faith in Christ and his shed blood and his resurrection, repentance, and being born again, right? Do the Anabaptists, are you Amish? Uh-huh. Do the Anabaptists teach that being baptized is born again? Water baptized? Because a lot of them I talk to, when I ask them about when they were born again, they say, well, I got baptized when I was 18. And water baptism isn't being born again. Because we had men in the Bible, Cornelius in Acts 10, he had the Holy Spirit before he was ever water baptized. So, new life is, we used to be, here with my wife right now, new life is, we used to be worldly people, drunks and partiers, and we were part of man-made evangelical religion. We had to repent of that, and we looked at the Anabaptist world when we became born again. We thought, maybe we can unite to them, but we found, I don't know about your group, but we found that the Amish keep like Christmas and Easter, and they also follow a lot of man-made traditions that they put upon people that are not really found in the scriptures. That's my wife, Debbie.
Hi.
Those teachings aren't really taught in the scriptures, and to add things to the scripture, that's not really what we're supposed to be doing, is it?
No.
So that new life, being born again by holiness and obedience, following after Christ, that's what that, we have a special Anabaptist track card just for you folks, so you can ask yourself, are you really following the kingdom of God, which is set on his truth, his word, his ways, or in many ways are you following the Anabaptist kingdom, which is very different, because what they follow, we know them well. They focus on a lot of things like, okay, they'll focus on divorce and remarriage, they'll focus on non-resistance, and those are important doctrines, but there's many doctrines in the Word of God, and they ignore many of the other ones. Doesn't that seem a little hypocritical to you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, so you have to ask yourself, if you truly are born of God, I don't know if you are or not, if you truly are born of God and Jesus is calling you to follow him, he doesn't call you to follow elders that are teaching you man-made religion. Now, if those elders were godly, biblical, holy men, sign me up. I'll follow them, support them. I'll be their best supporter. So you really need to test yourself to see if you're following some man-made religion like the Amish, and the track helps you do that. And my phone number's on there if you ever want to discuss more. Because Jesus said, outside of that, there is no truth, there is no worship. And to do those things is willful sin. And I know you guys believe you're not covered if you keep living in willful sin. You got to repent. Right. You got to stop. Right. Yeah. But the Amish keep living in sin.
Yeah.
Test yourself. You got my phone number. Go deeper if you want to enter into the kingdom of God. We love you.
Yep.
God be praised.
Yep.